Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard for the latest of our Top Flight winter break shows. Not much movement on the transfer front today, although Celtic are heavily linked with Rapid Vienna winger Nicholas Kuhn. Gary Mackay-Stephen signs a Kilmarnock deal until the end of the season. And no Hollywood investment yet, but Motherwell's plea to the A-listers has been seen over 2 million times. Are we going to get a big revelation of a rich local investor this evening? Gordon DL is alongside Mark Wilson.
Yeah, well, we're a third of the way through the month and we're right in the territory of people being heavily linked without anything really happening. And I guess fans out there have every right to be a wee bit frustrated, but I don't think it's time just to hit the panic button just now for the top clubs. They'll be doing their work behind the scenes, but fans want to see players in the door. I just wonder if anything will get done in the next week or so before the Scottish Cup games kick off soon.
Yeah, I agree with Mark. I think it's a case of patience. I think the key factor for clubs isn't just getting the signings in quickly, which would help, obviously. I think it's getting the right ones, Gordon. Because you look at the top of that league with Celtic and Rangers, if Rangers win their games in hand, it's very tight. So that could be a telling part going forward to the end of the season, who gets the January window better.
I'm not being funny, right? Because this hadn't even dawned on me until right now. But amid all this plea for rich investors to come in at Motherwell, very rarely do you do this show with the sort of collar and jumper combo on and you've got your good watch on. I do feel like he's trying to make an impression.
You know what I did say to you? First, he walked through the door. I said, where have you been?
He's not looking anywhere near as scruffy as normal. They look
where
like
have you been?
They actually look even, they look ironed, those trousers.
He's got the old guy, the old fake Rolex on as well, just to try and.
He's up to something, this guy.
Show that fake Rolex to the camera.
Taylor Swift, come on over. The Dazzler is waiting. Anyway.
Nothing you beat a fake Rolex.
0141-951-1025. Do I have a nice surprise for you tonight? Because not only are we going to take calls on your transfer dreams and speculations, not only will we give out the latest in our winter break half season awards, but by very, very popular demand, the quiz is back. Wilson
yes.
versus DL versus you at home. And it's even bigger and better than ever before, because although we used to stream it live on Facebook on the wee cameras, we're now talking there for everybody to see.
You should have heard what I gave producer John tonight when I come in that door, and he told me what was on.
I've been telling you for weeks we're going to do this.
It's ridiculous. Listen, if I wanted a quiz, I'd go on the Chase. Multiple choice is where I'm
there
all
might be
about.
Multiple choice in this.
Do you know something? See, that's where I'm very good, right? See, if you tell me the answer, I know the question. Right.
Aye, mate, there's a new format for you.
That's on Mock the Week or something.
Yeah. No, but see if I see the multiple choice.
Right.
Bang, okay, I'm on see. It.
I'm looking forward to it. I love a quiz.
The only thing I would say is I think the element of like suspense or surprise has gone out of it. Because when did we first do this? Was it lockdown?
We did it
through lockdown a couple of times, and it was so popular we brought it back. I feel like it currently sits like Wilson 9 DL 0 on the quizzes.
I've got to say I've not won one yet.
Was there not a night where I even gave you all the answers to one of the
and
rounds
and I still lost? Yeah.
Anyway,
there's no shame in losing. It's all about taking part and learning.
Good, right?
Anyway, for anybody out there listening,
that is the second hour of tonight's show. It is very popular amongst the 10 people who tweeted me to say that they were looking forward to it coming back. So it will be the big winter break quiz, like you've never heard it before. Mark Wilson up against Gordon DL. So what that means is, every night this week we've been giving out a half season award. We've been doing that in the second hour. We'll bring that forward. We'll mix that in with all the transfer speculation. So I'm looking for quite a lot from you tonight in the first hour. 0141 951 1025. Tonight's half season award is your young player of the year so far, your young player of the season so far. We're thinking kind of 21 and under. So it's up to you. That would bring in Ross McCausland, Mika Beereth, Lennon Miller. How many more Motherwell players can I mention? David Watson, Kilmarnock, and Owen Beck's gone back down the road. So what do you think so far? Get your suggestions in for your young player of the year so far. It's been a good week on that front. We've given signing of the season to Jack Butland, surprise of the season to Liam Scales' emergence. Last night's was another hotly contested one, and I'm starting to see a bit of a theme here, right? It's just a bit of a you-know-what contest between Celtic Rangers and Rangers fans. I'm going to get on my wee team high horse for a minute. Four choices for moment of the season. Kenny McLean in Norway.
Yeah.
Ali Adams' goal. They're both goalkeeper.
That's your two winners there.
Kyogo at Celtic Park against Rangers. Right. Or Kamar Roof's Seville winner.
Oh Roof all day long.
Ali Adams all day long. 5% of the vote. Shame on you people at home. Can you not just scroll past for once and not vote along your own team's bias? 5% for Ali Adams.
That's outrageous.
Scandalous.
Yeah.
Right, what did Kenny McLean, what did he get?
A moment that lifted the nation.
Yeah.
17%.
Oh, scrap the vote.
Who's
won?
Roof.
Kyogo got 37.5% and Kamar Roof 39.8%.
Oh.
Well done, Kamar Roof.
I
hope you're happy.
Since the Oscars. See, when you see the Oscars and you see a film you've never heard win Best Picture. That's like that.
Do you know what?
It was a big moment.
It was a big moment. And listen, that's big money, big qualification. We're just romantics. We're focused on their both goalie. Like, these things happen. A big moment, Europa League qualification, money, top in the group.
Bigger than Scotland winning in the last minute in Norway.
It's democracy.
I hate democracy then. Can we not just rig that vote?
No, absolutely not.
Vote loads of times.
Anyway, tonight is your young player of the season. So get your calls in so far. And don't forget, same format. What we'll do is come up with a short list of four. You'll vote on them all night and I will reveal the answers tomorrow. So not just that in the first hour, your latest set of transfer rumour and speculation as well. You do get the impression this one is moving more beyond rumour and speculation. Celtic in talks with Rapid Vienna over the transfer of winger Nicholas Kuhn. Basically, what do you make of it, Celtic fans? Have you been doing your research? Does he strike you as a player that you would want to bring to the club? Where does he fit in? Do you need a winger? Would that be a priority? Does that suggest others are leaving? What about the numbers game in that area? Let us know right now if you can on 0141 951 1025. What do you make of that signing? Potentially Celtic fans, and would you suggest a winger as a priority? Would you rather look somewhere else? All those usual questions. Rangers fans, I believe you're off to sunny Spain for some warm weather training. No more transfer news. So what's your latest mindset then? It was Fabio Silva done very early, before the window even opened. We're no further forward, no advance on that. Gary Mackay-Stevens extended his stay at Kilmarnock. And other than that, it just seems to be the sort of rumour and speculation mill turning. So 0141 951 1025, give us a call right now and let us know what is on your mind, and throw in your nominees for young player of the season as well. 21 and under. I saw someone on Twitter already going for 25-year-old Liam Scales. Look, we're quite relaxed, right? It's not a formal award, but we can't have any middle-aged men.
Callum McGregor.
By the way, he's one that might sneak into people's minds just because he's, you know, not being present, and it goes out and won.
He's halfway
and
to 50.
You always associate that with young
That's
players
getting out and won. He's halfway to 50.
Yeah, you're spot on.
You can't get in the award.
Unlucky Liam.
0141 951 1025. 5. Whilst the callers get in touch, Mark Wilson, let's start with that. So that, like I say, this seems to be more than just a kind of pie in the sky thing. This looks like something that may well happen soon. Rapid Vienna winger Nicholas Kuhn, formal talks earlier this week. He's 24 year old, 22 appearances for Rapid Vienna this season. Started from the Ajax Academy, like many famous players did. Then was signed by Bayern Munich on loan initially in 2020. He's played German youth level, that sort of thing. So there's a CV there, clearly. What do you make of that story?
Well, it does look to be one that's gathering pace, and there could be some truth behind that rather than the just speculative stuff that we hear with every other club. Look, it's not a position I thought was a priority position, if I'm being honest, for Celtic at the minute. And, you know, you always think with wingers, you go back to Brendan Rodgers first time round when he said, we've got about a million wingers.
Never forget the Marin Schved. No, yeah. It was Marin Schved.
Oh, Marin Schved, sorry. Mm-hmm. So when I count the wingers just now at Celtic, Abada, Yang, Maeda, Palma, Mikey Johnston, James Forrest, okay, some of them might be on the way out, but I just didn't think it was or would be Brendan Rodgers' first signing.
Run those names past me again.
Abada, Yang, Maeda, Palma, Mikey Johnson, James Forrest. Is there another I'm missing out? There may be, because...
Well, Haksabanovic is on loan.
Yeah.
Six for two positions.
And all of them have played a part at some point in this season. Now, if you're starting, I would suggest that Abada coming back to full fitness, he would go right to the top of the pecking order. Maeda off another side, but Louis Palma then, you know, filling in one of those. Mikey Johnson, James Forrest, I don't know how much more game time they're going to get. Yang seems to be in Brendan Rodgers' plans, even though he's not really grasped the jersey, but he's still there in the plans. So if you had to add Nicholas Kuhn to it, who's 23, a good age to come in, then, you know, again, kind of stockpiling wingers. Now, it's a different story if he comes in and he just blows everything away and he's an automatic starter. But in years gone by, we've seen players coming in and being on the periphery and haven't worked their way into the side. Anyway, long and short is, I thought Brendan Rodgers would have went for a striker first. I didn't expect a winger to be his first sign.
At the same time, Gordon, you come in, you're better than everyone else there, you improve the team, nobody cares about the rest of the stuff, do they?
That's in my thoughts. I was just looking at the list that Mark wrote down there. They are overloaded by wide players. So if they're going to bring in another wide player, then they must think that he's a bit exceptional. And that's the reason why they're going for him.
This is why you two... I've still got a bit to go. I know you think you're like the nation's sweethearts. You think you're some sort of council version of Ant and Dec.
Yes,
we're loved.
But Hugh Keevans, he's still up there. He's fired up the Nokia. He's sent me over. Former Celtic player as well. Marco Tilio. Get him on your list.
Oh, Tilio. Tilio's as good as gone.
He's away.
He is as good as gone.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he'll be back to Australia, back to Melbourne.
Put it down short, invisible man.
Just because Hugh remembered him and you two didn't.
Don't get all upset about it.
I'll tell you what, tell Hugh to mind his own business. We're on tonight.
Like, you're doing such a substandard job that he's had to
get on the phone. Phone in, Hugh, if you want to make a point. Don't text in, please.
I think he remembers the number. Ricky's a Celtic fan. What do you make of this latest suggestion, this latest story, Ricky?
Well, I was listening to what Mark was saying, and my thoughts were the same as Mark. Why are we bringing in another winger when we've got priorities that we need elsewhere? We need an out-and-out striker that can score goals. We don't want somebody that's... We want, as Brendan says, quality striker. So if we're looking for a quality striker, we're talking 6 to 10 million. This is what we're talking about for a quality striker that we can afford. We can't afford the other quality strikers. They're out of your reach. I think we need a holding midfielder. The likes of Scott Brown, the Neil Lennon type, the one that can cover the back four when they're maybe out of position and he's got a wee bit of devilment in him. Cal McGregor's just too nice to be that type of guy. Bruni and Lennon could go in there, rile up the opposition and get a spark after them. You know, we need somebody like that.
Yeah, look, just because you sign a winger first doesn't mean you're not going to look elsewhere and address other areas. So we sometimes do get a bit ahead of ourselves. That's not to say Ricky's wrong though. And if you're doing the numbers game, because there are two ways of looking at it. Something that I put to you: if Nicholas Coon's better than everybody else, then fine, you come in and you're the main man. But I'm pretty sure Brendan Rodgers specifically in the past has spoken about the number, you know, the number of players and trying to reduce that. Maybe that does mean some of those players are on their way out, but as we've seen in various examples, moving players on is just not that easy. We always act as if it is. I don't know if it's the sort of championship manager, football manager era. You think you can just, you know, it's just not that. Or like you know, you just act really unacceptably towards French players at Raith Rovers.
Put them on a flat and Kirkcaldy.
I'll tell Brendan Rodgers how to get rid of them. Up to Glenrothes, take the club car and tracksuit off them. They'll be back home very shortly. But look, this guy, I read about him. Apparently, he can play anywhere along that front three, which is good because you need players in the modern day game now that can either play right or left. Obviously, I think he plays most of his stuff on the right hand side. Could he play through the middle? Now, Ricky's talking about a striker, and I do agree. I like O, and I've got to say, right, but I still think they need a little bit more quality there to kick on this season. If you're getting into the transfer market and you're looking at the 6 to 10 million to bring in a striker, I don't think a 6 to 10 million striker's coming in to play second fiddle to Kyogo. And I think to replace Kyogo and put him on the bench would be a big, big task. I know that the argument there is, well, there's plenty of games and a lot of rotation, but if you're going up that market and the amount of wages as well, if you're bringing in a 6 to 10 million pound striker, you're putting that money invested in there. If I'm the striker, I think I'm playing every week.
But do you think you're bringing in getting hung up on fees? We do this all the time, and I've seen it with Nicholas Coon today as well. We're desperate to put labels on it. We either put the fee on it, or we decide that they're either a project or they're not. As if there's only two categories you can fall into. What was Kyogo? 4 million, four and a bit.
Yeah.
So what, you want to spend six on his back on his backup? It doesn't have to work that way. And again, I see other people saying, oh, is this guy, you know, is he a project? Well, he's 24 for a start, right? So I don't know if there's a cut-off age for a project. Look at a lot of Celtic's recent successful business. Cameron Carter-Vickers had barely played any football before he came to Celtic. Jota was signed from Benfica's youth academy. But they go on to do well, so nobody calls them a project. What you do is, retrospectively, you call the guys that didn't do well projects.
Well, looking at it in recent times, I guess Joe Hart, maybe James McCarthy, are ones that stand out who couldn't be labelled projects just because of their
couple,
age.
To be fair, there's been a couple that were obviously weren't, like Juranovic and so on. There have been some, don't get
but
me wrong.
But it depends what you label a project. Celtic's model is to bring players to this country, to this side, develop them, and try and sell them for more. But and that's been the case with a lot of their players, regardless of age. So you're totally spot on that we always point the finger and say that this one's a project because he's not worked out. You're right about Jota and everybody else that's moved on.
I mean, on paper, Real Hatate must have been a project. He was 2 years out of college or something like that.
I think you're right. I think you get carried away. As long as he's a success, I think you're happy and you can dress it up any other way you want. But I just think, and going back to Ricky's point, they're very interesting. And I know Mark and I sort of disagree with this. Callum McGregor, we're not disagreeing, is a fantastic talent, a great servant and great player for Celtic and a very good leader. I do agree with Ricky. If there's a Scott Brown type out there at Celtic could go and get, I would love to see him coming in for Celtic and Callum McGregor going that bit forward because I think he offers so much, you know, with the penetrating passes that kills defences. He can score goals. I think he's got so much more to his game. I know that he builds the play up there. He sits and he dictates the play. Totally understand that. He can play both roles. But I agree with Ricky. I think a good sitting midfield player out-releases McGregor.
Give me an insight into the type of fan you are, Ricky. It's the 11th of January. Is that the time where you start to wonder what's happening, wonder why no signings have been made, or are you a bit more patient than that?
I'm a bit more patient because I know these things don't happen overnight. And obviously, Celtic will have irons in the fire. They only know about. There's a lot of speculation in papers about who's coming, who's going here, there. Celtic did their business quietly. they'll probably have in the players that they need by the end of the transfer window. So I'm not that bothered about how we're doing it now. I would just like, if we get the right players in, because if we can get them in the new, they've got a couple of months to get ready for going into a Champions League next year, if we win the league, which probably will do anyway. So,
well, we'll wait and see. Thank you very much to Ricky on 01419511025. It is going to be a packed first hour because we've got the quiz in the second hour, so we're also looking for your calls and your tweets. Who's your young player of the season so far? We need to come up with a short list. Is it Ross McCausland? Is it Mika Beareth? Lennon Miller? David Watson? Owen Beck? Someone I've missed entirely? Give us a call and let us know, and we'll speak to you next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Listen and watch. Check the Twitter feed at Clyde SSB. You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
It's your favourite Thursday night duo of Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson, who are here, and in the second hour of tonight's show they'll go head to head in the big winter break quiz. So get your pen and paper ready, and hopefully we can bring you some light entertainment. But before then, we're asking you for your latest thoughts on all the transfer wheelings and dealings of the day, and your suggestions for Young Player of the Year so far. We're giving out half season awards this week, and tonight is all about young player so far. Thomas in Cumbernauld, do you have a name?
Ross McCausland.
Yeah, thought we might get one of those. Why? What's impressed you about him?
It's like he's one of the, he's came up this season from the B team, and he's played really, really well since he's came up to the B, since the B team. And under Clement, he's just been a different player altogether.
I think it's clearly a fair suggestion. I think he even got mentioned in a few times for the kind of surprise package, if you like. If we're looking at criteria, we said 21 and under. He's 20. Thomas is right. It was this season he made his debut. Actually made, you know, we hadn't seen him before then. I think he's racked up 18 Rangers appearances since, two goals, including one in Europe, and including one in the most recent game that was played. Actually, has kind of played pretty much all the games since. Is that a fair shout?
It's a terrific shout. Yeah, he'll certainly be in the final four, I would imagine. He's been a real plus for a new manager coming in. I think, was it Alec Rains, Davis, give him his debut? Well, not his debut, his big opportunity at Paisley that day.
What was his debut?
Was it his debut?
I think so.
And then he made a few appearances from the bench.
No, actually, that's a lie. I think there was one towards the end of, his debut was the end of last season, but it was his first appearance of this season. Yeah.
And he made a few appearances from the bench, and I was watching the lad and I thought, you know, it was the way the crowd reacted to him. I think he brought a bit of excitement. Bums off seats, as they call it. He's a ball carrier. He's very good, very skillful. Picks out a pass. He scored a couple of goals. He's certainly he's a main player now in the Rangers side. You've got to say that. If Rangers were playing one of the biggest games tomorrow, I think he'd be in the side. No doubt about that. So it shows you how much an impression he's made under Clement. He's been given an opportunity. He's taken that. So to be fair to Thomas, is it? I think that's a good shout.
Yeah, it deserves to be mentioned, and I think if he continues to be in Clement's plans and in the squad, he will be in the running come the end of the season for the big owners. He's taking his chance well. To be a winger at Rangers or Celtic and to break into the first team and begin to start games and contribute, you need to be exceptional. You know, you don't get in if you're an ordinary player. And that's been the problem for Rangers throughout the years. They've had one or two come through, but people at the top end of the pitch, very rarely seen as strikers come through, young strikers come through at Celtic or Rangers that grab the headlines. But there's been wingers in recent years, majority been at Celtic, but McCausland's certainly grabbed the limelight. And you've got to contribute when you're given the chance. You've got to be positive. And Daz is right, he scored a couple of goals, one most recent game. You mentioned one in Europe. I think his performance against Celtic at the first half at Celtic Park, I think, was eye-catching, and he maybe could have scored as well. So he's doing all the right things for a 20-year-old, and it's hard to nail down a place and a side, because Clement probably will be looking to strengthen that area. It's up to him to accept the challenge and kind of make that jersey his own now.
Thomas, do you reckon he'll stay in the team? Can he be a main player between now and the end of the season, or do you think Rangers will sign some competition in that area?
I hope they do sign a couple of good players. Like I've heard that they've been linked with that Million Manhoff.
Yep.
And he can play as a right wing, left wing, and left back. I'm right.
Sounds like he can do a fair few shifts. I mean, look, both can be true. I don't think just because if Rangers sign someone, it means you don't see anything more from Ross McCausland. But he probably does need, whether it's someone to rotate with or to push him. Just like everybody does, don't you need that? There was one or two games I wouldn't hold it against them because it was just a dreadful day for football. But I remember a few people, and I mean Rangers fans, commenting at the game at Fir Park just before Christmas. And, you know, it's the type of day that maybe.
Oh, the wind was all over the place that day. It was,
You see, there was just one or two because it's natural. It's 20. It's his first season. You think, is there somebody else there that you can give him a bit of a break?
Well, you get Scott Wright there. Matondo's there.
That's what I mean. More of a kind of obvious first team.
Yeah, you can't overload the lad. You're right, Gordon. I think that he's come into the first team. He's been very, very good indeed, and I think the fans have taken to him. But there'll be spells where that form will dip a little bit. And it's about man management. It's about taking him out of the team, giving him that sort of a, you know, just that respite, and then putting him back in again to hit the next levels and continually progress as a first team player. And I'm sure that the manager that he's got just now will be very, very good at that. I think he's a very good man manager. I think he'll know exactly what he needs. But I think what we've all got to take into consideration here, the lad has really. He's sort of a bright spark when Clement came in. I just thought he's a case of he's going to get an opportunity, and be fair, Clement gave him the opportunity, and the boy's been excellent.
But see, to be honest, I don't agree with the whole watch what you're doing with him and rest him. He's 20-year-old.
I don't even,
if he's good enough, he will be in the team.
I was kind of conscious of that when I worded it. Generally, I'm not so much talking about him, more Rangers in general.
No doubt, see, when you're at Rangers and you're at Celtic, they have the power. And the finances to bring in people constantly, and particularly at the top end of the pitch, that's what fans really want to see. People who will score you goals and create goals. Now McCausland finds himself in the unfortunate position that he's a winger, and just by natural selection, wingers will come in and challenge him, but he does need to be pushed. But if he's good enough at 20, he should play every week. You shouldn't have to manage his load at that age.
Did you just say natural selection?
I know.
This show's gone very highbrow.
He's walked in with a new party Thistle tracksuit on. He's talking the lingo now.
He'll be talking about big Charles Darwin here. Natural selection.
Playing between the lines. And
listen,
everything.
If it's really quiet, I'll get Gordon DL to give us his thoughts on natural selection very soon.
What do you think about that?
Thanks, Thomas. It's a good shout. And would we agree? It's going to be pretty hard to see Ross McCausland not on the four.
No, he's in the four.
Oh, he's in the
lock him in.
He'd have to say so. We're going to give out an award for young player of the season so far. We're a bit pushed for time because we're doing the quizzes in the second hour. So let me have a look on Twitter, see what else deserves a mention. Celtic Now and Forever says, why no Paolo Bernardo? We've not decided yet. You can decide.
And young player of the year.
How old is Bernardo?
Well, if you're basing it in three games, maybe. But, Bernardo's largely non-existent for a lot of the first half of the season. Yes, he played Champions League football.
If we'd extended it a couple of weeks even.
He might have been in the running. Okay.
Potential young player of the year.
Bernardo.
But it's at this point. Yeah, he might go on and do that. Yeah. He is 21. The Magnificent Pluck says, Lennon Miller has been fantastic, but McCausland's broken into the team, held his place, won a trophy, played a part in Europe, capped for his country. All true. Do you know what's funny about Lennon Miller? Because in my head, obviously, I would try and get him in that list. And I thought, maybe just got injured a bit early for this. But it's funny what, like, that kind of recency bias or whatever order you do things in. Because he's played the same amount of league minutes as Ross McCausland. I would never have thought that.
Yeah,
I would never have thought that. It just feels like it's been a while.
Yeah. And he's unfortunate in that situation because I think he was really a standout. He's 17.
Yeah, turned 17.
I thought he was a standout at the start of the season. I mean, we were chatting about him every week, and every time you picked up a newspaper, it was Lennon Miller, and richly deserved. But he's just, injuries came at the wrong time for him, and I feel for him, and hopefully he's back soon.
And then there's another, do any opportunity I can to get a few in because it's not been a very good season. EK Writer says there's not a player like Mika Bireth who makes goals and scores goals too. He'll be a big star in the future. He's 21. He counts. This is not the point of the award. I'm not suggesting it has to be this, but if you were to take into account importance to their team, then he would be, you'd sort of dread to think where Motherwell would be without him, and he is only 21 on loan.
Yeah. How many are we allowed to take through here?
Four.
Right, okay.
Bireth, still got time.
Bireth has been terrific for Motherwell. He has been a shining light. I think there was a big burden on his shoulders to lead the line. I know he had a few injuries, and but you're right, Gordon. The one thing that you're correct about when you say is he's going to have a big future, lad, because he's a terrific talent. Has he done enough to be in that four? Because I'm looking at one or two others that I think is going to get mentioned tonight, so it'll be very tight.
Okay. Are we allowed to mention, or is that...
No, you can. Well, let's see how we get on and see if we think we've missed any. Ryan and Falkirk, have you got a different name for us?
Yeah, I've got Owen Beck for me. I know he's away back to Liverpool, but his first 6 months at Dundee have been outstanding. And if I'm honest with you, I think he's got to be top of that list.
Do you know what? I'm in no mood to just rule people out willy-nilly, because we like to take in as many names as possible. It was signing of the season so far. So yeah, he's gone back, but you know, I think that would still count. He is 21. Don't see why not.
Well, he's been outstanding. When he got called back, I automatically thought it would be Celtic or Rangers that were maybe loaning him because he was that much of a standout.
Maybe they both asked the question.
Maybe, but he appeared on the Liverpool bench. And
have you seen the video?
It's pretty good.
No? It's become a good talking point on social media. You know, like, it's 4 in the morning and you're stuck in a kitchen with that one guy that's just chewing your ear off and you can't get rid of him.
Yeah, I have been there.
Well, you've been that guy?
No, I've been with that guy.
Who, him?
I like to chat at 4 in the morning.
So it's Klopp comes over and sits next to him on the bench and is like ranting and raving about something, and Owen Beck's just kind of sitting trying to look like interested.
But he's an unused sub, so...
And he Klopp's, doesn't even get on?
No.
But Klopp's ranting at him in the second row of the bench. It's amazing.
How bad are you? You can't get on there.
Would, look, if Liverpool want to keep him in play, Ryan, that rules everybody else out. Is it one that you wish your team, Rangers, could have got or would have had a look at?
Yeah, obviously, with the rumours for Redvan leaving, he would be first choice for me. But if he even gets a game for Liverpool, I don't think it's actually possible for him to come to Rangers, is it, if he's been playing for two clubs in one season.
Exactly. Yeah, that's... Oh, but it's just, see, you know, your computer listens to you or all those suggestions. No. It's on my screen right now. Klopp's giving it a listen.
Oh, Klopp, is it that quick? Yeah. Imagine your computer, show me your phone.
No, you don't like to see what's on there.
It's true what Ryan says, though. You know, Scottish football, if you like, through our lens, you're watching to see, does he get on? And then he's, you know, he's going to have played for Dundee and Liverpool within a season. He didn't get on. The thing that really fascinated me about it is I don't automatically funny, we mentioned Mika Bireth from Arsenal. I don't automatically get excited when a big club sends a young player up here on loan, because I've seen so many over the years. They've just got so many that sometimes the ones they send up here, you think, how are they at that club?
Yeah.
But on those two, and Owen Beck in particular, straight away you could tell, couldn't you?
Yeah, well, we nicknamed him Baby Robertson, didn't we? Well, I did. Listen, he's excellent. The lad is, you can tell that he's been coached very well. He's got great habits. I'm sad to see him leave Scottish football because I liked watching the lad, and I'm sure Tony Dock at Dundee is very disappointed he's not got him in his squad. But I'll be interested in where he turns up, because if he's not going to get an opportunity at Liverpool, I think there'll be plenty of clubs waiting to sign him.
Difference between Beck and Bireth and the rest that you'd mentioned come up, that both of their attitudes have been excellent to play here in the Scottish game and progress and make themselves better, but play for their team. I'm the same as you. I've seen many come up. I've been in the dressing room with people that you just think your heart's not really in this, and you just see this as, you know, a 6 months kind of holiday. It'll be easy. I don't think those two boys thought that. I think they two boys think I can really further my career here.
What is the priority for Rangers this window then, Ryan? If it can't be Owen Beck,
For me, it's got to be a right winger. I think the last caller mentioned one of the names, but a right winger and a striker. Obviously, I know Silva came in, but I'd still go for Shankland, obviously, a proven goal scorer in the league, and I think he would do wonders. And I think it would help his Euro chances, scoring that's again, it's hard for him to get in the team, but once he's at Rangers, he'd prove himself and he'd be playing every week.
There we go. I was wondering if we would get any night during the window where that name doesn't come up, so I can tick him off tonight. Lauren Shankland, according to Ryan, he's throwing Owen Beck in. I must admit, I'm starting to get a bit worried about this four. Been quite comfortable the last couple of nights.
I think they're going to be one or two disappointed.
I'm surprised one has not been mentioned. If
I get the final say, well, obviously it might be both.
Sherlock Holmes here.
There'll be a claret and amber.
Sherlock Holmes has come up with one.
Well, I'll tell you what, spoil the suspense. Why don't you? We'll get your suggestion next. Clyde One. Speaking of suspense, always a lot of suspense when this competition is around, and it was another rollover the last time out on Make Me a Winner. It's the fourth in a row. It's now your chance to end the week with potentially the biggest win of your life. We could make you the winner of £60,000 when we make another call, but you need to be in the draw. Text YES to 61025, £2 to text, plus your standard network rate. Enter at Clyde1.com for £2, or call 0330 880 4523. Calls charged at a standard rate. It's over 18s only. All the other rules for this network competition are online, and the entries since Omo Balaji won last Friday have rolled over. So firstly, you need to be in the draw, obviously, and then if you get the call from us after 3pm tomorrow, answer within 5 rings, say "make me a winner" straight away. That's how you win the £60,000. But you do need to be in it. Text YES to 61025.
141-951-1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Diel are here. That's going to be one of those clips. There's going to be a caption competition. I don't know what you were acting out to him there, but we'll get back to it. Don't forget, these two have their quiz against each other and against you in the second hour. But until then, we're trying to come up with a shortlist for Young Player of the Year so far. We've given signing of the season so far, surprise of the season so far, and moment of the season so far. I mean, invariably, it's just like Celtic and Rangers fans trying to outvote each other on Twitter. Let's try and be a bit more imaginative. But let's see. Well, I won't hold my breath. We're going to speak to Justin in a second. We seem pretty sure that Ross McCausland's on the list, right?
Yeah. Beck.
And you're absolutely having Owen Beck.
Yeah, 100%.
Jury out then on the other ones we mentioned were Lennon Miller, Mika Beereth.
Yeah.
Both had injuries, both obviously lower down the league. Okay. Mark, you gave us a teaser. A real
people waiting the edge of their seats.
A real cryptic one. So many people I think are on the same line as you on Twitter. So give us the name.
David Watson, Kilmarnock.
Okay.
I think he's been absolutely outstanding. Is he still 18, by the way? So very young, but playing in a good Kilmarnock side as well. Scored a couple of goals, most notably the one at Pittodrie.
What a goal it was.
Outstanding strike, great technique.
Felt for him a bit, because in any other month, goal of the month sewn up, but yeah, Ali Adams scored in that month, didn't he?
Yeah,
the goalie.
He's been robbed.
Loads of people, same as you. Calvin McGee with a picture of David Watson. Angie says the Kilmarnock player by far. Tam Rennick, got to be Watson. David Watson's been the best, says Cameron. LDOT, Watson's levels above the others. He'll have a better career than the rest. Not even close. I must say, this is one of the most popular non.
It reminds me of my time when I was at Dundee United and I was 18 in the running for Young Player of the Year, and people were saying the same about me, head and shoulders above the rest.
Rab, it's David Watson. All other answers are embarrassing. I love when people do this, you just decide it's theirs and no one else.
We've got to have four.
David Watson by a country mile, says
Andy Taylor. People are with me.
I'll tell you what, he must be on the list.
Because, put him in.
Because the listeners get to choose the list. If it's tight, we can...
Oh, we can manoeuvre it.
Manoeuvre a bit. Yeah. What's impressed you about him? Apart from the fact he's from Prestwick and you used to live there.
I think he's a big part of where Derek McInnes is at the moment, sitting in fourth in the league. Mark goes back to... I think he really hit the highlight when his goal against Aberdeen, I thought was... sensational. I really did. It showed you that he's got everything in his locker to put the ball in the back of the net. His touch, his finish, everything about it was composed. He's a young age and he's a big important part of Kilmarnock going forward and what they're doing. So far, he's on a crest of a wave. He's been terrific for them, and he deserves to be in that list.
And something you said as well, Mark, when we're talking about others, look, they all count. I won't hold it against people who are 21 because they're allowed to be in the list. He is only 18. He's played 26 times this season. You know, that's not all, you know, and in the middle of the pitch as well. You know, not like an area where
full back the decoy runner.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, you're spot on. No, you're right about that, because it's such an important position for Derek. And if you look at Derek McInnes's sides, any side that he's built, that's a crucial area. So he's obviously got trust in this boy. He's a real player. I felt sorry for him when he was suspended, that's right, against Celtic, the actual game they beat Celtic, because I thought he would have been a big player. And those are the games that, Stas says here, when you're on the crest of a wave, you want to play in the big ones, and he missed out on that one. But he comes on at Ibrox, and I know he may have done better for the first goal that McCausland scored, but apart from that, his overall game was terrific again. So on those big occasions, he's shining as well, away at Pittodrie, away at Ibrox. And there'll be other big games in there that he'll perform the second half of the season. So he's my winner.
And again, doesn't necessarily have to contribute, but just the backstory in terms of how much experience he's racking up. It was 14 appearances last season as well, Gordon. He's getting a fair old number under his belt.
Well, it's certainly that tender age of 18. He's getting experience. He's playing against the big boys. Derek's trusting him. You know, it's not just a case of saying, right, we'll put you on the bench, we'll stick you on if, you know, things are going well at home for 10, 15 minutes. We've seen all that before. Derek trusts the boy to go in there and perform. And obviously, the proof's there with the okay, I was at that game. Unfortunately, I was looking forward to seeing the lad playing, but he wasn't playing. But look at where Kilmarnock are. Look at the results they've had against Celtic Rangers. He's a big part of that team, so he deserves to be in that squad, that four, no problem.
Right, we're going to need to come up with this four very soon, so get the final placings sorted. Doesn't need to be in order. Justin is a Rangers fan. How's it going, Justin?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good here. Not complaining, certainly. What are you thinking tonight?
A couple of things. I've not spoke to you since I was in the stadium in Real Betis. I think that's me just recovered.
You're just back. Took you a while.
But it was just obviously in relation to the Young Player of the Year. I think Ross McCausland has got to be up there simply because he's pretty much playing at the highest level. I know Rangers are maybe a wee bit limited with a number of players that they can play and the options that Clement has got to him. But I think he's stepped up, and I think he's shown that he can play at that level. So for a boy of that age to come into that team and kind of step up, I think, is an example of the talent that the boy's got. I've only got a slight concern about that. I don't think, if you look at players over the years, young players that's come into both Celtic and Rangers, you know, taking McCausland as an example, you're looking at, as Marco know, you look people like Mark Burchill and people like that. If you put too much pressure on them early doors, or there's too much expectation put on their shoulders, sometimes they don't tend to handle it long term. They maybe handle it for a period and then kind of fade into obscurity. There's only a handful that have maybe actually done it long term, like Charlie Miller, people like that. I'm just a bit concerned that maybe Rangers fans start putting too much expectation on his shoulders and expecting too much from him. I've seen groans over the last maybe few games about him, you know, I'm maybe holding on to the ball too long, or maybe trying too hard with certain situations. And I would hate to see too much pressure getting put on his shoulders. I just wanted to see what the panel thought of that. I've also got a question for you.
Like,
as
very
well.
Quickly, hold on. Let's do answer that, because we're running out of time. So is that a concern, or is it one of them? If you're genuinely good, and you know you just deal with it and you handle it, and
yeah, I think you've got to, as much as if you play with clubs like Rangers and Celtic, Mark will tell you, as much as you need the ability, you need the mental strength as well, Gordon, because you're going to go through times when you're not at the top of your form. You're going to hear the moans from the stands. Of course you are. And it's how you deal with that. You know, you've got to be big enough and strong enough to say, right, OK, I need to keep taking the ball. And the fans respect you more if you do that, rather than, there's some players in the past have went into a little bit of hiding, you know, because of the criticism that's come their way. But I think this boy is one of those that, he would stand up to that. I think he's got the character for that. I really do. I know it's early in his career, but I just think he's got a lot in his locker.
Quickly, Justin, what was the question?
I heard it today. So, who are the only British team to have a 100% record against Real Madrid?
Aberdeen.
Is this the quiz starting early?
Aberdeen.
It didn't last very long, so the correct answer, well done.
Well, let me tell you, it'll be the last one he gets right tonight. Do you know what? I think he must have heard it before. Justin.
I honestly didn't.
But thanks Brilliant. Very much to Justin on the line. No, that is probably the last one.
You peaked too early. Get him back on. Let him read the questions.
Right, here is the thing. The shortlist, you'll need to come up with it. So tonight, all this week, we've been coming up with shortlists of four for our awards, mostly by listener votes on the phones or on Twitter, and you can finalise it, and then we leave it open to the public to decide a winner. So tonight, from you two, I need four nominees
for you
Young Player of the Year so far.
I'll give you three and Mark can give you one. I'll go Beck, Watson and McCausland.
Okay, one to go, Lennon Miller.
Rather than Beerith?
Yep.
Fine by me.
Do you know?
Is it?
Do you know?
Actually, I don't know. Would you have Beerith over Miller?
I think you're comparing. You're not
apples
really comparing like for like because of, like I said, the fact that Lennon started so well and then has been injured recently.
So I'm thinking fine, how he started and how much of a standout.
And again, he's so young. Yeah. I think that should come into it a little bit because, you know, it's
and he's one of our own. I'm being maybe harsh.
It's harder to impress at 16, 17 than it is at 20. I don't know.
I'm going to back my fellow colleague up and Thank go with Miller.
There you are. There's your shortlist. You can get voting on them overnight, and I have been looking forward to this. When we return after the news, it is back by popular demand. At least seven people have sent me messages recently asking for the return of the quiz. It used to be known as the lockdown quiz. Then it became the post-lockdown quiz. I think we've done summer quiz, new year quiz. We've tried to rebrand it so many times. Tonight, it is your big winter break quiz. Mark Wilson, up against Gordon DL and up against you if you want to take part. It's bigger and better than ever because it's the first time we've done it with the proper live stream in the studio. You can watch it all. You can see the facial expressions and the struggles. And without giving too much away, there might even be some rounds where they're going to need your help.
What?
So we'll do it next.